I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. More than a seat in the pew, counting the cost of following Christ. What does it truly mean to be a Christian? In today's world, that word can be watered down. It can mean someone who attends church on Sunday, says the right thing, maybe even believes in the right ideas, but Jesus never called people to casual belief. He called them to complete surrender. In Luke 9:23, Jesus makes it plain, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. This is not a part-time commitment. This is not convenience-based faith. This is a life laid down. Let's go to point one. A Christian follows Christ, not just the crowd. Being a Christian means more than association. It means transformation. In Romans 12:2, we are told, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A true follower of Christ doesn't blend in, they stand out. Not for attention, but because their life is different. Their decisions, priorities, and values are shaped by Jesus, not culture. You can sit in a church your whole life and never truly follow Christ. Following him means obedience, even when it's difficult. Even when it costs you something. That leads us to point two, counting the cost of discipleship. Jesus never hid the cost of following him. In fact, he emphasized it. In Luke 14, 27-28, he says, whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost? Following Christ will cost you your comfort, your pride, your control, sometimes even relationships. But Jesus is clear. You don't drift into discipleship. You choose it, knowing it requires sacrifice. And yet the cost of not following him is far greater. Point three, a life fully surrendered. A true Christian doesn't just believe in Jesus, they belong to him. In Galatians 2:20, Paul writes, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. That's the heart of it. It's not about adding Jesus to your life. It's about giving him your life. Your plans will become his plans. Your will becomes his will. Your identity is no longer defined by the world, but by Christ. Point four, love that reflects Christ. Following Jesus isn't just about what you give up. It's also about what you take on. In John 13:35, Jesus says, but this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. A true Christian reflects on Christ's love, forgiving when it's hard, serving when it is inconvenient, and loving when it is undeserved. This kind of love doesn't come from us. It comes from Christ living in us. Let's go to our final point, eternal perspective. Why would anybody choose this kind of life? Because what we gain is far greater than what we lose. In Matthew 16:25, Jesus says, whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. When you surrender your life to Christ, you don't lose, you gain. What do you gain? Purpose, peace, eternal life. Let's wrap this up. Being a Christian isn't about checking a box or filling a seat. It's about taking up your cross daily. It's about choosing Jesus again and again, even when it's hard. It's about counting the cost and deciding he is worth it. So the question isn't, do I go to church? The question is, am I truly following Christ? Because in the end, Jesus didn't say, follow religion. He said, follow me. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.